Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
All right, welcome to the show. Hey, Mary Pat.
Hey, good afternoon.
All righty. Today, we're going to find out about some fun things you can do in Indianapolis. Coming up this weekend and next weekend, we've got up first the home show. Laura Groninger is back with us. Hey, Laura.
Hey, how are you guys?
Super. I can't wait. I've got my ticket already, actually. Ready to go. Mary Pat, you ready to go?
I got my ticket right here.
All right. And then I took a picture of the star, and I'm so excited that Mina and her mom are going to be back.
Karen from
Two Good Chicks Bones. And a Hammer. Yeah.
Yep.
Why can't I think of the name?
That's right.
Good Bones. Yeah.
Yeah. Their new show is Good Bones. And I think it's in its third or fourth season.
It is.
It's their fourth season. Yeah.
Isn't that something else? It's such a great show. I can totally dig it. And, of course, they're local.
Right. And everybody loves them. So they have great audiences. And they work with a lot of people here in Indianapolis. So it's so fun to have them back.
Well, let's talk about when they're going to make their appearances. Let's just start that.
They will be here on Friday, January the 18th at 5 o'clock. And then again on Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Perfect, perfect. Let's talk about other celebs. I know, is it Yip Moore? What's the guy's name?
We have Vern Yip.
Vern Yip, that guy. I love him. Sorry.
Yep, and I can give you the dates. He's there on the 25th and 26th. So Friday the 25th and Saturday the 26th. I'm not sure his times, but you can look at our website and check them out.
I'm on the website right now, so I'll get that in a moment. Other celebrities that you can think of off the top of your head?
Well, we have the Madcap Cottage coming the 23rd and 24th. And we also have Liz Henderson is working on our designer cottage, a really neat feature in South Pavilion. And so she and her design team are going to be on both Sundays.
Cool.
With their presentation on getting design ideas and helping people with designing their own room. And then we also have Sherry Lowe, which is the queen of free, and she's awesome, does a great job for us. And she's local, too, so both she and Liz, and people just love both of them.
I didn't realize Sherry was local. Oh.
Yeah, she lives in Greenwood.
That is so cool. I love that.
It is. Yeah.
So you've got something that you're calling the Furniture Fashion Show. I'm fascinated
right.
by this. Tell me about
it. So that's fun, too. So then we have another group, the Artisan Market, and they put together this huge space in South Pavilion. And then they also are on stage, and they're one of the gals is doing a furniture fashion show. So that'll be a lot of fun.
I agree with you.
They've got some sort of presentation every day from the Artisan Group.
Cool. All right. So tell me about upcycling. What is upcycling?
Well, basically that's taking products and refurbishing and making them new again and making them beautiful again. So it's using things that you don't want to throw away. You want to make them beautiful and usable again. So, yeah.
And I understand that the artisan markets are going to help us with the ins and outs of maybe painting some of those furniture pieces.
That's exactly right. So when they're on stage, that's what they will be showing you. And then they also have a lot of products in their booth that you can purchase and take home.
Cool. I love that.
Yeah. Because people love interior design.
And you know, if you're not a DIYer, then you don't necessarily know what kind of paint to even buy for a piece of furniture. You don't know.
Yep. That's exactly right. Yep. So they've got something fun on the stage every day of the week.
One of our favorite gals is going to be making an appearance, Terry Stacy. We love her.
Yes.
We do.
She's our MC the first weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Terrific.
And then, Sean Copeland will be the DJ the second weekend. I'm sorry, the MC the second weekend for us.
Big job. Big job.
Yep. So he'll do a good job for us, too. And then also Davis Homes, who's building the centerpiece home, and their interior designer, Shelby Rouse from Lux Interiors, we'll be doing some stage presentations on the two Saturdays to kind of talk to you about the home and how they built the home and the interior design of the home. So that'll be a lot of fun as well.
Now, I noticed Davis Homes is new this year. And I want to hear about the home. So tell me about it. Is it a two-story? Just phenomenal what they can do right there.
They've just done a terrific job. It's really neat. It's kind of a craftsman style.
Mm-hmm.
Very true to the period and those sorts of things is what, you know, their goal was. And the home is just gorgeous. It's about 4,000 square feet. And, again, Lux Interiors is doing the interior design. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a whole new flavor because of them being a new builder and a new designer for the show this year.
Yeah,
a
new builder team all together for that centerpiece. Yeah. It's exciting.
Uh-huh. Exactly right.
All right. So we have, obviously, celebrities. We've got the centerpiece home, which everybody wants to see. Vendors.
Right.
I know that's a place where people go. Maybe they're remodeling something, and they are looking for a vendor. You've got that covered.
We have got everything. We've got about over 500 exhibitors, and from anything and everything from your home, from interior design to windows to kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, you name it,
windows.
We've got it at the show. So anything you need, come and check it out. You can get great prices. There's a lot of them have show pricing, and mm-hmm. you can get some really good deals at the show.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I know that this year you're going to have some feature gardens as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, our feature gardens this year, all of them are going to contain a water feature. So
Ooh.
Everybody's kind of throwing a little water feature in there, which I think will really be new and different this year. A lot of our consumers in the past have said, hey, we want to see more water features. So they all stepped up, and they're all putting in a water feature for us.
So is that like a Hoosier thing? Is it because we yearn for the warm weather?
Yeah. I think we all want, water
Something.
And calmness and all of that.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Okay, so let's talk about show hours. When does the show start?
The show starts next Friday, which is January the 8th. Weekday hours are 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Now, you cut out there. Friday the 18th or Saturday the 19th is the first day?
Friday the 18th.
Got it. Okay. Just double check it. I know we can get there. We're allowed to purchase some discount tickets. Where do we go for that? To the website, which is IndianapolisHomeShow.com?
Yep. If you go online, you can get $2 off of your purchase by purchasing online, and that's courtesy of Central Indiana Chevy Dealers. So we're thankful to them for that sponsorship.
Yeah.
Or you can go to our Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do they find it, Mary Pat?
Yeah. Indy Boomer TV Radio Magazine on Facebook.
All right. We're giving a pair away.
Yes.
Love it. It's good stuff. So what have you noticed? Maybe with the feature home and the vendors, what's hot for early 2019? Is there a lot of pops of color? Are there textures? I mean, have you personally noticed anything, or are you too busy?
Yeah, that's probably more like it. Yes, I can't wait to show myself and see what everybody's bringing. We've got a really fun wine bar by Boer Remodeling. Did a beautiful job again with the wine bar this year. Beer garden, so we don't want to forget about that. We have done the Unalaka Beer Garden. So lots of fun garden pops throughout the show. And then again, remodeling and all of that is kind of front and center.
You've got lots of contests. I've gone straight to the contest page. You've got a sleep number contest, which features a gift card, $100 NFL gift card to take over the Colts store. So that's one of the things happening. I also see a harp design tour. Fixer Uppers Clint Harp.
Right.
What?
Yes, you can. I know. Wouldn't that be so fun? You can win airline tickets and money, and you can go to visit him in Waco. Who doesn't want to go there? I do.
I do too. Want to get one of those Magnolia cupcakes, and I want Clint to build
me
a table. Build me a table, Clint.
Yes, I want to see Clint, and then I want to go see Joanne and Chip.
Yes, absolutely. I noticed there is a home sampler prize package, which is a surprise box, basically, a home show sampler box full of your favorite products. So this
is kind of little goodies here and there that our marketing team is putting together.
Love it.
It's a surprise to me.
Surprise. So
Indianapolis. I know we're doing it, but I'm not exactly sure what they're putting in there, but it'll be good.
Well, it's going to be a surprise, so don't tell us if you know.
Yeah.
IndianapolisHomeShow.com. So many different tabs to get so much great information. We'll see you there January the 18th through the 27th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. Laura, thanks for so much for being on Boomer Radio today. We appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great afternoon.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
And we'll be back with more Boomer Radio right after this.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
All right. Thanks for listening. We are welcoming to the show Dan McFeely, who is here to talk about the Ice Festival at Center Green in Carmel. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Hey, thanks very much. Great to be here.
Oh, my gosh. So this is the coolest event. This isn't the first year for it, is it?
No, this is our second year.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. So it's an ice festival, all things ice. Oh, yeah, you can do the normal things like ice skate, but you can also see people sculpting ice, which I think is quite a skill. Is it something to behold?
It truly is. These sculptures that they create are just magnificent. We have brought in 7 of the Midwest's top ice carvers, and these guys, they like ride the circuit. They go to ice festivals up in Michigan and Wisconsin and over in Illinois, but they're here in Carmel this weekend creating these massive sculptures here at Center Green, and it's just a wonderful time to celebrate winter with a little bit of ice.
And who knew that was a thing, right? These guys are like on tours sculpting ice. That's crazy. What a way to make a living. Really interesting.
I know. Yeah. You know, and it's funny, where most of these guys got their start in the kitchen, carving watermelons and mushmelons and cantaloupe.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And then somebody asks them to do a centerpiece out of ice, and they try it, and then they find they have a knack for it or something like that, right?
Yeah, that is true. And these guys are really good. Some of the sculptures they did last year were just magnificent. If anyone out there goes to the City of Carmel Facebook page and you kind of scroll back a little bit, you'll see some of the sculptures that they did. They're really talented guys.
So this is Saturday afternoon. There are some activities that will continue late today, but Sunday is a huge day for the Ice Festival at Center Green.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're wrapping things up now. The big sculptures will be done around 5 o'clock, and then they will remain up. So come on down this evening. The ice skating goes on until 9 o'clock, and the sculptures will remain up for as long as Mother Nature will allow them to remain up. We don't do anything with them, and then eventually they will melt. But with the snow and the cold, it's going to be up for quite some time. Sunday is a really exciting day. So what's been happening is the guys have been taking their time, they've been sculpting, they've been letting people ask questions, and it's been really great. Now on Sunday, we move into the competition stage.
Uh-huh.
We have a stage, and they go head-to-head. All the carvers go head-to-head, two at a time, and they're given a time limit. I believe it's 10 minutes, and they have to take a block of ice and create something beautiful in 10 minutes.
Oh.
And the music's playing, the crowd's cheering, and the crowd applause actually decides which of the two carvers gets to advance to the next round. And so they go round after round, and it's about a 3-hour event from noon to 3, and at the end there will be one champion carver who will walk away with the award.
And is the award like some trophy that travels? Or
well,
curious?
You know, I
you
don't
know
if we've got a trophy or not. We may just give them an icicle. I don't know.
Here's a popsicle. Enjoy. No, I'm kidding. So, Dan, you mentioned some of the sculptures from last year. Did you see any of them? Do you remember what of them were? What were some of them? I know you can see the pictures on the City of Carmel's page, but what were some of them?
Like a tiger and a leopard, an eagle. We saw a dolphin. We saw some interesting things done with light. So after they do their sculpting, they typically will get a blowtorch and they will blowtorch just enough to make the ice look very translucent, transparent.
Ooh.
And then they'll do some lights underneath so that they appear different colors, and it's really beautiful. So you know, once night falls, these things really take on an image that you don't see in the day. It's really cool.
That sounds cool. So is there food involved with this ice festival?
Well, and whenever the ice rink is open, there's always food there. This year we were so happy that Danny Boy Beer Works is our major vendor, and so they have one of the huts there. They have a whole menu items of brats and the kind of food that you might expect, and then their craft beers and some of the other stuff. And then there's a snack shop, too, with the skate shop. So most of the people that come to ice skate go to the skate shop to pick up their skates, and there's hot chocolate and coffee and things like that as well.
So we've talked about the ice festival at Center Green. Let's get more specific about, you know, the actual place where you do the skating, because there's different events that they have, and you may or may not be well-versed with this. That's why I've got a website up. So there are different BOGO days where you can buy an ice skating ticket and get one free on different days through March 11th.
Correct.
What's the Rock and the Oldies weekend about?
Well, Rockin' the Oldies is where we get a DJ out, and he's playing the good rock and roll music, and it becomes, it's almost like, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I used to go roller skating all the time, and it was always fun to roller skate to music.
Yes.
Well, this is the day where you get to ice skate to some really great music and brings back memories, and so those of us who are old enough to remember that great music can come out and get back on the skates and have a little bit of fun.
So here's the date, January the 26th. At 6 o'clock, they're going to do 60s music. At 7, they'll do 70s, 8, 80s, 9, 90s. I love that. It's great, right?
Well, you know, we try to appeal to all the generations, right?
Yes. Okay, so February the 4th, it's a Sunday, big game tailgate on the ice. Now we know what the big game is. Most of
us. Yeah, we do. Can't say the name of it, but yes.
It's trademarked. Yeah. But you're going to have, it says wear your favorite NFL jersey, and then you can skate for free in celebration.
Well, they better all be Colts jerseys.
Well, sure. We might make it all the way. You never know. And then there's various things. For example, Valentine's night, Indy Fuel skate night.
The big one is the Carmel Winter Games. You see the Carmel Winter Games on there?
Is that the U.S. Olympic? No, that's different. No, tell me about that one.
So if you go to the events page, not the calendar, but go to the events page, the Carmel Winter Games is February the 21st and through the 23rd.
Hmm.
And that is 3 days of fun involving, well, a little bit of skating, but also a little bit of fun on the ice without skates. So on Thursday night the 21st, Indy Fuel players and Nitro, their mascot, are coming out to skate with their fans from 6 to 8.
Cool.
Then the next night, we shift into a different mode. We have something that we are calling our Hometown Hero Olympics. It's the police department versus the fire department with some fun types of games that you play on the ice but you don't need skates for. So we're going to do human curling. We use inner tubes, and you push your teammate down, and you might get knocked out of the circle. Who knows?
Awesome.
We're doing an ice trike relay. So basically think of racing on the ice on these wonderful little trikes that we're getting. And then the last event, I'm very excited about this, human hungry hippo. If you've ever played that game and you see how the hippo goes out and tries to get the balls, we're dropping balls in the middle of the ice, and we're going to have the teams push their teammates out on those inner tubes with laundry baskets, trying to get as many balls as they can. It should be quite fun.
Oh, my gosh. Human hungry hippo.
Right. And then so Friday is the police department versus the fire department. Okay. On Saturday, it's the same games from noon until 5 p.m., but they're going to be businesses who are putting up teams. So it's going to be like a corporate challenge on the ice.
Yeah. And, you know, the prices, if you're just a family and you want to go skate, the prices there are pretty reasonable.
They are very reasonable if you just want to go skating. So we're open on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Thursdays, it's an all-skate, meaning you can go and pay one price and you can skate the entire day.
Wow.
On the weekends, they're broken out into skating sessions, 90-minute sessions, and then they clear the ice because the Zamboni machine has to come out and clean it up. And the prices are online. They're pretty reasonable.
They are.
And I believe skate rentals are only $4.
I see three.
$3. Is it three? Okay.
Maybe this article was written a few years ago, but...
yeah, it depends.
Anyway,
if you've got an article
bucks.
From last
still
year...
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So how exciting. Fun things you can do in the wintertime with ice. So Dan McFeely has been our guest. We appreciate you filling us all in. The Ice Festival continues this evening and all day tomorrow at Center Green. And if folks want to find out more about just skating at Center Green, what's the website for that?
Yeah, www.theiceatcentergreen.com.
Spell it all out, right?
And there you've got your rates and fees, your calendar, your events, and you can even lock in your time and purchase your tickets online before you come. That way you don't have to worry about standing in line.
And you know you're in a session because you've made your reservation, basically.
That is correct.
All right, Dan McFeely, thank you so much for being on Boomer Radio today.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate you. Have a great afternoon.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
And you are listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
Oh, yeah. So we want to tell you about a few fun things that the Boomer Enterprises are a part of and doing. Here, tagging the end of the show here. Mary Pat, we've got a new magazine out, and this cover boy is so handsome. And he's such a great guy. Rafael Sanchez from WRTV6. He's such a great guy.
Mm-hmm. He really is.
That's it?
Well, no. No, he's a very nice man, and he does a lot of great things. He emcees a lot of...
In the community, yes.
Yeah, and he does a lot of things to give back. And the whole thing I thought was interesting was the call for six and how involved that is.
Right. You have a problem, and they'll help you, but it kind of depends. And there's a lot of problems that come into their hotline. And just while he's standing at the grocery store, he says people talk to him on the Facebook page, Twitter. I mean, they reach out in so many ways now.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't get to all of them. They can't do all of them, but they do try to prioritize the ones that affect the most people.
Right. Well, you know, I ran into Raphael earlier in the week, and he was telling me he found him at Kroger, and he walked around holding it up. So,
oh, the magazine with his face on it?
See if anybody would notice it was him.
We call that shameless self-promotion in the business. So he's just a great guy, and I think you're going to enjoy the article. And I wrote it, so it's all true.
Yeah, it's all true.
It's a good article. He'll ride it in on a bicycle to do a charity event to get attention, and he's really great about drumming up money for different organizations. So get on his calendar early if that's something you would like to do.
For sure.
Also in the magazine, you know I love the recipes. So these months, January, February, it's all about chicken, rice, vegetable casserole.
Sure.
Doesn't that sound like comfort food for a cold day?
Yes.
And then a hot chocolate dessert. Interesting. With a little twist of cinnamon. There's a cool picture of it in there. So that covers the recipes for the magazine.
Well, it sure does. And, you know, I've already gotten some feedback on the relationships article about creating your own connections on Valentine's Day. So I would check that article out and read that a little bit. You know, one other quick one I want to talk about real quick is Tim Wright of the Wright Brothers, who we are always happy to support. He wrote a book about basketball in 1958 down in southern Indiana. So, again, another interesting article there.
It is interesting. We've actually had him on the radio show talking about that book.
Oh, that's right.
It was like a year ago, though. It was when it first came out.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
So,
but I don't know if
revisit
it was that long
that.
Ago. Yeah.
We'll revisit that.
It's a good
that.
Story.
I like it. So the magazine's out. It's going to be a great addition. Not only can you pick it up at most area Kroger stores, but at most area libraries.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can walk away with it at the library, though. You can just read it, right?
You can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, I think each library gets X amount, and then they set them out. They set them out in the front, like as you walk in.
Oh, okay, where the free stuff is.
Yeah, before the security things that don't let you take them out of there.
Okay. You know, our TV show is still on, and it airs Sunday mornings on WFYI. We'd love for you to tune in. 9 o'clock, right?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Paul and I will be your hosts. And the shows are, we've got some great segments for you there. Some of them, we've got a few that we're rerunning until our new season begins in early March. But we did the best of, so.
Yeah, and there's an awful lot of those.
Yeah, so we really appreciate you listening to the radio show. We'll be back each and every Saturday afternoon at 4:30 with a rebroadcast Sundays at 7 if you miss the Saturday show. So pick up your magazine, watch the TV show. Have yourself a great rest of your Saturday evening and weekend. We appreciate you.
Stay warm.
All right. And you're listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.